So find your posture. Bring to mind now someone who is obstructive to you, who's hurt you, who creates problems for you. It might be someone who's presently in your life, and it might be one of the kids who bullied you in grade school, or a lover who rejected you, or a family member who gave you a hard time and made you feel bad about yourself. Or you can picture somebody whose politics or whose vision for society really, really upsets you. Picture them if you can, or just kindle a memory of them. And let yourself be fully present to all the reasons you dislike or disapprove or would prefer not to think about them, or to the anger that arises when you think about them or the hurt. And just be present for a moment to your own feelings and to the sense of their presence. Now become aware that this person's heart is a blazing flame, and that this flame, the flame of the self, is the deepest truth of them. It's the truth of their soul, and it's present no matter what the mind thinks, no matter how at the mercy of their negativity or their addictions they are, no matter what actions they do, no matter what words they use, no matter how they treat you, that flame is present in them. And as you consider them, focus on the flame, the inner flame, blazing in their heart. See if you can think of their obstructive qualities as a kind of crust that surrounds their inner radiance, that keeps their inner radiance from shining, that keeps them from being able to express their inner greatness. And with that sense of the flame in their heart, we'll do the loving kindness prayer, inhaling, may you be happy. Exhaling with the feeling, may you be free from suffering. Inhaling, may you be loved. Exhaling, may you be safe. Inhaling, may you be happy. Exhaling, may you be free from suffering. Inhaling, may you be loved. Exhaling, may you be safe. May you be happy. May you be free of suffering. May you be loved. May you be safe. It may be that there are other wishes that you'd like to spontaneously substitute. May you be happy. May you be free from suffering. May you be loved. May you be safe from harm. notice what comes up as you do this. If you're working with somebody who has really deeply hurt you, or who you really feel is a bad person, you may notice that there are a lot of objections or hesitancies or resistances that come up. So stay with it. You know, loving kindness practice is, it's a saintly practice. It's one of the ways we work on our saint capacity. And it doesn't all happen at once.